Sagt der Elge Mishnah Weitem, es sagt der Schwiees, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. The Torah lets us eat Perish Shemitah only in the right way. And that means a lot of things, including, you can only eat it after it becomes ripe. That's learned from the Pasuk of Ha'isa Shabbos, Ha'aretz Lechem Le'achla. It's yours to eat, but not to waste. If you take an apple off the tree too early, it's just like you're wasting it. This would be so much of a better apple. So we have to know, each peri, what's the shear of it becoming ripe. So me'emes le'eichlin peri se'ilim b'shvias, and when can we eat fruits of the tree on Shemitah? Zok the Mishnah, ha'pagim. Pagim are figs that are unripe. The Gemara says that had Adam Harishon waited until Shabbos, the Eitz Hadas would have not been usher, would have been mutter to him. But achla fag, he ate it too early. It's an expression, eat the fig too early. There's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, the Batnura brings this pasuk, te'eina chanta fageha, the fig tree, sprouted fageha, the young figs. So a pagim, when is the shear for the young figs that aren't totally ripe yet? Mishiyazrichu. Mishiyazrichu means when they start turning reddish, that is the beginning of the ripening process. Now, here's an interesting halacha. You can't take it home and eat it yet. But, oichul behen pitoy besada, you can do what people do with figs at this stage, when it starts turning reddish. You can eat it with your bread in the field. You're on the field, you're working, you have some bread. Okay, you know what, I'll have some of these pagim that are starting to become ripe. But people don't bring them into their houses this way. So you're allowed to eat it in such a way that people eat it. This is the normal way of eating it. So this is a very interesting halacha, because it means that the peiros don't get ripe for everyone at the same time. Depends what you're using it for. Depends how you eat it. You have to eat it in the normal way. What's normal for someone to eat on the field with his bread is not normal to bring it to your house. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Bichalu, that's the next stage. That means, explains about Tanura, Shegodel Harbe, it starts to grow, it grows large. Oh, then, L'toich Pesoy, then you can even bring them into your house and eat them, because now they're fully ripe, fully ready to eat. Zakta Mishnah, V'chen ki yoitzebem, Shashnei Shvu, and figs like these. During other years, not Shemitah years, Chayiv B'maisris. In other words, once they become large, they're Mechuyiv in Maisris. I'm sure you know by now. You have to separate Trumas and Maisris. Truma goes to the Kayan, Maisrois, there's Maisr Rishon, that goes to the Levi, Maisr Sheni, you have to bring to Yerushalayim or redeem it. Some years it's Maisr Ani. You don't have to separate Maisris until it ripens. We'll learn more about that. Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach HaMasech, this Maisris. If you take it out of the ground too early, there's no full chiyuv of Trumas and Maisris. So the time for Maisris is the same shear. When the figs start growing large. So quickly, chazing over what we learned in Mishnah Zayin, once again, the Pasuk says, V'hoysa Shabbos ha'aretz lechem la'achla, chazal learn from here. Perish shvias are to eat. You can't use them in such a way they get wasted, and eating them before they're ripe is like wasting them. So you're not allowed to take off the perish shvias from the tree before it reaches a certain ripeness. Once you take it off the tree, it's not going to ripen anymore. So it's like you're destroying Peres Shemitah. Now, we're talking about Peres of a tree, by the way. Not vegetables or grain. Vegetables or grain that grow during a Shemitah year are Osir. But by Peres Ilin, they could be eaten, even if they grow in a Shemitah year. But only after they get ripe are you allowed to take it off the tree. So the din with dates, which the Mishnah called Pagim, is that it comes in two steps. Step number one is when it starts getting red. Then you can eat it on the field with your bread. That's the normal thing to do. But you can only bring it into your house when it reaches the next step and it starts getting big, or it grows big. The simon to know when it's bichalu, it's explained over here, is when the tops start becoming white. You want to take them off to bring it to your house, not just eat it on the field. You have to wait for this stage. Now, we said this is an interesting thing, meaning depending what you want to do with it, that's when it becomes ripe. The Yerushalmi learns this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tia kol tvuasa lechol, and then it says, Min asada toichu les tvuasa. So we're talking about two different kinds of tvuas, one for the house and one for the sada. On the field, people will eat it at a certain level, even when it's not fully ripe yet. In the house, to bring it into the house, people will wait until it's fully ripe. And the same is true in regard to the chiyuv of maisres. They become chiyuv in maisres when they reach this stage. Of course, on Shemitah there are no maisres, but it means the other years. As the Mishnah explains, the Shar Shnei Shavua, during the other years, this is the shear that chayiv b'maisres.